my ego stand? My slave. My ego should serve me, right? Do you remember we talked about it right at the beginning? And over there, we didn't say even Kaniz, we said Kanizak, means little slave, little female slave. And we talked about it that this one is supposed to serve me, and the first time I say it, I fall in love with it, right? Here, you say, your wife was his Kaniz. Means your logic comes from that one. All the philosophy and beliefs and blah blah that you demonstrate, if you're not a politician, means you're not lying, if you're honest, that comes from what? It's all from your spirit. Everything is a slave over there. The king is your soul. So your wife was his slave. Therefore, you killed him. Remember, before this he said, this was a bad guy, he never ever visited the wife of his master. Here is not that. Here we say, first of all, your intelligence is his slave. You have the intelligence to serve your soul, not your body. For this body, you don't need more than a monkey intelligence. The rest of it, the curiosity in you, looking in the sky, something that you know that is literally out of reach, you want to know about it. This is not for your body, this is not given to you. Even you yourself are a slave. Whatever you earn, whatever you do, your ego belongs, is his property. The soul is the king and the owner here. The flesh belongs to the soul. The soul doesn't belong to flesh. This is all we talked about it here, and we say, look at you. You, your wife is a slave, and you treated him badly, you cheated. Whatever your wife will bring out, no matter what, masculine or feminine or whatever is his, because when you are very intelligently doing something, where that intelligence is coming from? It's coming from this, and you owe it to this. If you just understand your relationship with we, to understand that I'm that part, I'm not this part, then you could differentiate between these two. Here you say, you did it. You killed the guy, and now you want the real judgment? Hear this. Face it. Yes?
You killed your master miserably by violence whilst your master was crying for mercy on this very spot. In your haste, you...
That asking for mercy, could you feel it? That's the consciousness down there, which is always asking for some changes, to have a break, to be counted. Yes?
In your haste, you hid the knife under the soil because of the terrible apparition which you beheld. Lo, his head together with the knife is under the soil. Dig ye back the soil thus.
Okay, I didn't understand it. What was the story of knife and what? Over there the word is khiyal. Remember imagination, we talked about paragraph 2, and it said, you think that khiyal is nothing. Everything is based on that khiyal, on that imagination. Here, we say, you had a bad imagination, therefore you hid the knife. His imagination is not in your hand, but that is working on you. If your imagination was good, you wouldn't do this. Because the problem is that I can do a lot of wrong things and be forgiven. But if my imagination is filthy, whatever I do is bad. That's what it is. Here he will say, hitting the knife was because you had this frightening imagination. And that is here, because his head and the knife is under the ground. The proof is there, yes?
On the knife too, the name of this dog is written, who dealt with his master so deceitfully and injuriously.
This is some real exaggeration, because going back to the time of Rumi, I'm talking about a slave has nothing. But here we're facing a slave with a personal knife, with his name on the knife, which is a little bit fishy. But David will say, this is it. Means the document is there, and that knife has your name on it. Why? Because you hit that one because of that imagination. Is in you, that knife. Yes?
They did even so, and when they cleft the earth, they found in the soil the knife and the head. Thereupon, tumultuous lamentation arose amongst the people. Everyone severed the girdle from his waist. After that, he said to him, come, O demander of justice, and with that black face, receive the justice due to you.
Okay, maybe a little bit explanation for that. First of all, unbelief, that gesture of breaking the garment you're wearing with this special stuff around it is when you are in shock and you don't know what to believe in. So you give up the firm believing in whatever you believe. And everybody started to do that. Imagine here, he doesn't talk about the reaction of the guy. He's talking about the reaction of the other people. Why? Because all is teaching everyone. It's not a personal matter here. He will say, okay, everybody has started to go crazy and go berserk, in a way. Then he said, this is what you were looking for, right? This is the justice. Swallow it. This is not the end of the story. We'll leave the end for the next time. Read it, because the end is one paragraph. It looks a little bit simple. Then Rumi starts to do something that normally they don't. To stop the story, this is the page. To start to explain this story. You say, let me tell you. I told you a lovely story, and you are thinking of somebody is doing this and this. Ah, listen. That cow is the nafs, that killer is this. David, even he will say, David is Ham. Because is proceeding the hack, and all that will explain a lot of the stuff, which is good to begin the next session with.
سجده کرد و گفت که این دانای سوز در دل داوود اندازان فروز. I went back one paragraph. I started with how that person instantly appealed. Verse 2, 3, 9, 4. سجده کرد و گفت که این دانای سوز در دل داوود اندازان فروز در دلش نه آنچه تو اندر دلم اندر افکندی براز. ای مفضلم این بگفت و گریه در شد های های تا دل داوود بیرون شد زیاد. گفت این امروز ای خانگاه مهلتم ده، این دعوی را مکاف تا روم من سوی خلوت در نماز. پرسم این احوال از دانای راز، خوی دارم در نماز آن التفات معنی قرة عینی فی الصلاة. روزن جانم گشاد است از صفا، میرسد بی واسطه نامه خدا. نامه و باران و نور از روزنم، میفتد در خانه‌ام از معدنم. دوزخ است آن خانه کان بی روزن است، اصل دین ای بند روزن کردن است. تیشه ی هر بیشه‌ای کم زن بیا، تیشه زن در کندن روزن حلا. یا نمیدانی که نور آفتاب عکس خورشید برون است از حجاب؟ نور این دانی که ایوان دیدم، پس چه کرم نابود بر آدمم. من چو خورشیدم درون نور غرق، من ندانم کرد خیش از نور فرق. رفتنم سوی نماز و آن خلا، بهر تعلیم از رحمر خالق را. کجنم تا راست گردد این جهان، حرب خود این بود ای پهلوان. نیست دستوری وگر نی ریختی، گرد از دریای راز انگیختی. همچنین میگفت داوود این نسخ، خواست گشتن عقل خلقان محترم. پس گریبانش کشید از پس یکی، که ندارم در یکیش من شک. با خود آمد گفت را کوتاه کرد، لب ببست و از خلقان در فرو بست و برفتن گه شتاب سوی محراب و دعای مستجاب. حق ننودش آنچه بنودش تمام، گشت واقف بر سزای انتقام. روز دیگر جمله خصمان آمدن پیش داوود پیامبر صف زدن. همچنان آن ماجراها باز رفت، زود زد آن مدعی تشنیع ضعف. گفت داوودش خمش کن، رو بهل این مسلمان را، زگافت کن بهل. چون خدا پوشید بر تو ای جوان، رو خموش کن حق ستاری بدان. گفت وا ویلا، چه حکم است این چه داد؟ از پی من شرع نو خواهی نهاد؟ رفته از دوازه عدلت چنان که معطر شد زمین و آسمان. بر سران کور این استم نرفت، زین تعدی سنگ و که بشکافت تب. همچنین تشنیع میزد بر ملا، که سلام هنگام ظلم است از سلام. بعد از آن داوود گفتش که ای اونود، جمله مال خیش او را بخش زود، ورنه کارت سخت گردد. گفتمت تا نگردد ظاهر از وی استمد. خاک بر سر کرد و جامه بردارید، که به هر دم میکنی ظلمی مزید. یک دمی دیگر بر این تشنیع راند، باز داوودش به پیش خیش خواند. گفت چون بختت نبود ای بخت کور، ظلمت آمد اندک اندک در ظهور. ریده ای آنگاه صدر و پیشگاه، ای دریغ از چون تو خر خاشاک و کار. رو که فرزندان تو با جفت تو بندگان او شدن، افزون مگو. سنگ بر سینه همی زد با دو دست، می دوید از جهل خود بالا و پست. خلق هم اندر ملامت آمدند، که از ضمیر کار او غافل بودند. ظالم از مظلوم کی داند کسی، کو بود سخره هوا همچون خسی. ظالم از مظلوم آن کس پی برد، کو سر نفس ظلوم خود برد. ورنه آن ظالم که نفس است از درون، خصم هر مظلوم باشد از جنون. سگ هماره حمله بر مسکین کند، تا تواند زخم بر مسکین زند. شرم شیران راست نی سگ را، بدان